I only have the old one here. It's page Kuf Yud Ches in the old printing. Anyone's got the new one? Kuf? Just Kuf. Plain old Kuf. Okay. There might be some discrepancies between the words, because sometimes that happens. I'm in the old printing. Hine amarnu l'cha le'el. We said to you beforehand. Asher batoira, kol ha-kedusha nimtza. Everything, all spirituality, everything is found inside of the Torah. Uba im kedusha sa'ein tzoif teschaber. With the Torah, you can connect with Borei Olam. You could be meschaber with Borei Olam. Yisrael, v'kudsha brichu chadhu. How do we become one with Kal Yisrael, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yisrael v'oiraiso v'kudsha brichu chadhu. Through the Torah, we're going to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rak shetzorach atal adas, eich lilmoy Torah. You have to know how to learn. If you know how to learn, you can connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean, you have to know how to learn? Some people think, and it means you have to know which type of approach to take, how to understand the sugya, how to break down a sugya. That's not what he says. Tzorach atal, ligalois es nafshecha, asher tumuna becha. You have to reveal your nefesh, which is hidden inside of you. You have to learn with heart. You have to learn with your neshama. That's what has to happen. A person learns with neshama, then he's mischaber with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we were speaking last night by the siyum, those that were there by the siyum, was a special siyum in my house, about the inyan of the Beis HaMikdash is the inyan of lev, of chach. Everything is about the heart. Is a person learns with heart, then he's mischaber with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it doesn't make a difference if you're learning brisker mahalich, ponovitcher mahalich, mirror mahalich, or you're learning haderas ha-toyra mahalich, melen toyra. We become close with the Borei Olam. But the problem is the neshama is yeshena af misalefes. The neshama is sleeping. It's even fainted. The neshama is fainted. Uba tikones batoira. And with a fainted heart, we're trying to approach Torah. Ukvar hereso me'at lodas leprokim. We tried showing you in previous prokim elu echu b'melo oirero. How are you going to awaken your neshama? Legaloisa, to bring out your neshama. That should be able to learn with heart. To connect with Borei Olam. V'hoya ki yish'olcha mi leimor. If someone would ask you the following question. Ma toyo l'cho chasiduscha im tivatel al yodo mizmane ha-toyro. Someone would challenge chasidus and say, what's with this old Chassidus thing? It's causing bittul Torah. You're not learning Torah. So you're so busy with all your frumkeit or whatever it is, your connection, and you're feeling close to Hashem. Umataviach binafshecha amegula im betorah lo tamol. What is it going to help? Song, I'm bringing out my heart. I'm bringing out my neshama. I'm getting all spiritual. That's what Chassidus is all about, spirituality. Where's Torah? This is the question. This is the knock that they have on Chassidus. People would say, Chassidus, it's causing bittul Torah. So let's hear how Chassidus Rebbe answers this kasha. The Piyasetz Rebbe is going to answer the question. People have issue with Chassidus, and he's going to define Chassidus for us, Rabbi Yisai. And it's critical that we understand the definition, to understand where does Torah stand in the eyes of Chassidus. Because if a person, he says, if a person doesn't learn Torah, afel chassidus lo tavoy. Kilo amaretz chassid. So he says, listen, very nice. You want to be a chassidish. Very good. Fine. You don't learn any Torah. So anyway, you're not a chassid because it's stated in the Gemara, which you don't know because you don't learn, Mr. Chassidish amaretz, that lo amaretz chassid. So if you're an amaretz, you can't be a chassid. So you're not. You don't learn Torah and you're not a chassid. You're nothing. So what's the answer? Anei no kita usai. I want to answer and answer him, and so he should understand his mistake. Anei no kita usa. Let's rectify this mistake. Shekol divareinu halalu asher dibarnu l'chad koi. Every word that we have said to you up until this moment. Afsho achas bayoim milimutcha hatoiro lo yachtofu mimcho. Not even one moment of Torah do we want to grab away from you. Not even one moment of learning in the Beis Medrash do we want to take away from you. Ach virak es akutzim yivaru mimcho. All we're trying to do is get rid of the thorns, but never to be mavatel a moment from limud Torah. Rather, es revius hashoyis apnuyos. You have a 15-minute, you have a gap. You have some dead time. 15 minutes. Apnuyos asher ato batel behem, which you're anyway batel, you're not learning. Ves machshavas habetelos, and you have thoughts that you're thinking about that are empty thoughts. Va'avolios asher b'cho. Yachmesu mimcho b'yamalucha tachteim chochma kedusha or v'chassidus. Says the Piasetzner Rebbe. Let me explain to you what chassidus is about. Chassidus is keep learning as much as you were learning. Don't stop learning. But if there's time when you're not learning, so let chassidus fill that void. And if you would learn, better learn. Learn more. Chassidus is not in any way to detract from the chashivas and the importance of Limud HaTorah. It's a mistake. It's a misnomer. Chassidus is all about Torah. It's just what happens when people are not learning. We're not learning 24 hours a day. Chassidus is there to elevate those moments. So through other things other than Torah. If you could learn Torah, great. But if you can't, let's elevate those moments. Let's look at the facts. Let's look at what's alive. How could someone who's alive contradict something that's alive? Take a look. Would you say that the camp of Chassidim, that they are aniyim, that they have less people, or they're poor from loim de Torah? There's less people in the Chassidim learning Torah? If you tell me in the previous generations, maybe we weren't less. This generation, there's more Chassidim learning Torah. Now, I don't know what the numbers are. You know, today I can't tell you. But he's making a point. The point is that's not what we're trying to do. Maybe some people misunderstand us. Maybe some people think that Chassidus is all just, you know, happy, clappy, just I'm in love with the one above and everything is good and you don't have to do anything more than that. That's a total mistake. That's not what Chassidus means. Chassidus means learn. Learn with every ounce of strength. And if you don't feel you have any strength more to learn, so then daven. Then sing to Bariyah. Talk to Bariyah. I have a quote by my desk from Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. Rabbi Nachman says, "What's a yid's job? What's his tafkin in this world? Is learning and davening nocham al learning, or davening and learning and nocham al davening? Learn Torah. You think Rabbi Nachman of Breslov wants people just to be dancing on top of cars? Wrong. It's wrong. You could look in his writings. Learn Torah." This generation that we're going through a yerida, lo nifchos kol kach mispar b'nei Torah, v'lo yigdal kol kach mispar misrachi kimei Hashem et harasam yibein dor atzor b'machne achasidim. We don't have the same type of loss from the people learning Torah or the people that are being misrachik b'Torah amongst the chasidim, mikafi erech shar machanos Yisrael, like there are by other people. Now again, I don't know what the numbers are today, because you know, Chassidus also has gone through transformations. Chassidus has become an establishment. Once upon a time, it was a movement. It became the establishment. So maybe today we're having a rougher time, even in the world of Chassidim. But his idea, what he's trying to give out, is that that's not at all what we're trying to get. I heard from a rav who's not a chassid. Sheomar shebe Polin hachassidus od mekayemes es haTorah v'avodas Hashem. The chassidus is being mekayem Torah and avodas Hashem. U'mikol shchein. Oh, he says that he heard that the chassidus is not only detracting from Torah; it's adding to Torah. And for sure you are Talmidim. Let's bring back the glory of Chassidus. Bringing back the glory of Chassidus doesn't mean that we're going to put on a Strimel or a Bekeshah or a Gartel. That's not the glory of Chassidus. That's the establishment. That's just the uniform. The glory of Chassidus is the hearts, is the Simcha, is the Slavus, is the Bren, is the Gishmak in Torah. Let's go back to be like the original Chassidim, the excitement that there was. Belev Mishkan Ashchina, that my heart is a dwelling place for the Shechina. V'nishmas Yisrael Chayon, the Neshama is alive. Ubara Kilapin, and it's burning like a fire, like a torch. Eshel Mala. Aleichem al kiyotze b'chem. And people like you. HaChasidus machrezes. Chasidus is calling out. Mi Lashem Eli. Mi Lashem Eli. And we're not looking just for big numbers. It's not enough just to have, like, look how many numbers, look how many people, look how big we are. That there's so many more people that are sitting and learning. But a value for the quality in Torah and the vastness of learning Torah should become a better type of person. More dafim, more hours. Kol echad yilmad, every person is going to learn. It's not a question of I'm a card-carrying member of the yeshiva world. Shkoyach. But I'm putting myself to it. I'm working harder. I'm doing more. V'yoyser yishanes es masnav. And he's more going to gird himself. He's going to prepare himself. Lavoid, ready to work. V'lahamik bayan be'iyun v'amkes. To try to understand, to go to the depths of Torah. Hadabar pashatu. Kimbono lifter as achida. He's now going to mention a riddle. It's a fascinating riddle. Lomo bavo nesenu harabim. Listen to this thing, and we've probably all seen this. And amongst our sins, kolkach yisrabu amisrachakim milil moid toiras elokeinu. There are so many people that are distancing themselves from learning Torah. They want out of the yeshiva system. And Torah is what is going to create, establish a connection with Hashem. And they're leaving. So many people are not prepared to work in Talmud Torah, to work in learning. It's, they're lazy. They don't feel, they're not prepared to work on it. And let's, this is where the riddle comes in. And in its place, boicherim ba'avoida, they'd rather work, ubimalocha gufnis, physical labor, yoiser kosher mimenu. And that they're ready to do. I can work hard, I'm ready to work. I'll get up 5 o'clock in the morning and I'll go there and here and this. But to sit and just focus on a gemara, they won't do. It's too hard. But it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. This is hard. They embrace all this extremely taxing physical labor and stress for learning Gemara. Why? And that's put a little bit more onto this question. Va'afata be'es ha-majber. Now we're dealing with a financial downturn that was going on over there, right? Crisis, financial crisis. You're talking about in the 1920s over there in Europe. Shekvar nochachnu gam kulam ladas. People are not getting rich going out to work. More people are hungry and thirsty. They have a harder time working in Torah and Avoida than working Avoida Schol Lahavdil. Why? They're going to work with concrete and cement. What's the pshat? If this pella, it's strange. It doesn't make sense. Lama gam b'nei ha-toyra. Mikoshken avreichin gam b'nei ha-toyra. Nechnasim l'mischar. There's people that the Bnei Torah and their Avreichim, they're going out to work. Umisbatlin shoyis af yomim me Torah, and they are hours and maybe even days that they don't learn Torah. Milon shum siba lefama, for no reason even. They're just totally disconnected from Torah. V'im sheyoydim es divrei ha-medrash, and they even know. They're aware. They're people that have learned. They know the Medrash says. Sheviter HaKadosh Baruch Hu lefamim al averus chamuris. Hashem sometimes will give a pass on averus chamuris, on very, very big averus. V'lovita al ma'asa shel Torah. But he will not forgive a person who is disgusted by Torah. The ma'usa shel Torah, a person says, I'm not interested in Torah. Leave me alone, I want to hear about it. So they know that. And it's too difficult for them to just crack open a Gemara. To continue to work on their learning. What's the pshat? Mikomokom heim espatlim, afshagam me'avira kala heim nisarim, and they're from people. They're from people, they want to keep the Torah. And they have to understand, there's an avera called bittul Torah. It's an avera. Person is not allowed. You are not allowed. If you have an opportunity to learn and you say, I'm just not doing it. And it's not just stamina avera. The Medrash says this is from the worst averas out there, worse than averas chamuras. So person realizes this. Kitzer, why is it so hard to learn? That's basically the question. Why is it so hard? I'm ready to work. I'll work. If it's to make money, I'll work. If it's physical work, I'll do it. If it's but somehow just sitting in front of a Gemara, which we would think is much easier to do, it's too difficult. Azrayim shadavar hu mipnei. Let's see the reason. Sheteva ha'ish hu. Sheyoiser mima shekoyach gufoy machazikoy. He's saying something very deep. More than this physical strength gives him, it keeps him strong, holds him up. Yoiser mima shekoyach gufoy machazikoy. Daitoy vahanosoy machzikimoysoy. What keeps a person going? It's not the fact that he's in good physical strength, that he's strong. It's his mind, and it's his pleasure, his enjoyment. An avoider that he enjoys, he thinks he's going to enjoy. He'll be able to keep his strength to work, 10 times harder. May Asher avoida achi kala, from even the easiest avoida. If you just don't enjoy it, you just don't see the point, you don't know why you're doing it. She'einena mimeno, if you don't enjoy it, v'lo yeda barur im yarviach bo, and you're not sure you're going to gain anything from it. U'kumei she'aymim ha'olam. Like the world says, Shim Yamidu es Aikar. If you take a farmer, Linanea es Chermeshoi, and you tell him, I want you to just swing your spade back and forth like this. Just keep swinging back and forth, okay, until you can't swing anymore. After around 2 minutes, he's going to say, okay, I'm done. So just swing while I'm too tired. Be'ein Kama, if there's nothing growing, Ve'esev Lefanav Liktar, and there's no grass in front of him to cut. Afchatzi shalo yuchal, can't do it for even a half an hour. Kiyile, because he's going to tire out. V'hanoa sheloi mikotzoi es ktiro, but the enjoyment that he has is he's cutting, and he knows he's making more, and the satisfaction, and the understanding that he's profiting, and there's good. Tachazik es koichoi lavod gam kol hayoyim, you can work the entire day. Because he understands there's a purpose. And this is satisfaction. It's a fascinating thing. There's a fellow by the name of Menachem Begin. Menachem Begin was he was one of the prime ministers of the United States of America, of Eretz Yisrael, prime ministers of Eretz Yisrael. And he was actually was a Yelid Brisk. He grew up in Brisk. He's a very interesting person. A lot of depth to this person. A lot of Rabbi Sofer remembers the days when Menachem Begin used to speak on the radio. Nachon? Yeah. Akitza. So I read the books. Menachem Begin has wrote two books, Revolt and White Knights, I think it's called. He was in the Russian prison, he was in Siberia. and other places over there that he was talking about. And he said the fascinating thing was all the very strong, physically worked out people, all the guys that were spending all the time in the gym, he said those are the people that lost it first when we were in the prison. So all the weaklings like me, he wasn't a strong person. He said somehow we managed to make it. He doesn't explain why that was. He doesn't explain it. But he says that was the metzius. All the big, strong guys, they're the ones that, they couldn't keep up. And the reason is obvious. The reason is because it's not your physical strength that keeps you going. Because if a person doesn't feel a drive to move on, doesn't feel like he lost his cheshek, his desire, then everything is just going to be too difficult. There's nothing to do with physical strength. So if a person over here wants something badly, so then all of a sudden it's enjoyable. And the work, it could be work, it could be hard work, but it becomes enjoyable. And he can tolerate it. He can deal with it. L'chein ha'ish b'nefesh yevesha. Someone that learns in his dry neshama, dry nefesh, he's dried up. Es ha'toyre yilmad, he'll learn Torah rak b'zman she'choshev she'yarvichba. Only when he thinks about what's he going to get out of Torah. Im kekardum lachbar bo, he's trying to use the Torah as an axe to dig with that axe. Oh, stam apneisha yischabed b'ni anashim, because he'll get respect from somebody, from his peers, from his family, from something. That's all he's getting out of Torah. It's like what's the kickback from Torah? Okay, so if he sees a kickback, great. V'kiven sheledavoneinu b'doreinu kovet haTorah nismayit, being that the true kovet, the appreciation for Torah, is not as it should be. Ein harbe laviyoch b'balam hazeh. You're not really getting that much from this world. V'gam kovet loyimdim nismayit v'az yisachku azedim. And other people are going to laugh at you. Aholchem aleihem. And say, it's ridiculous. You're in that yeshiva and you're wasting your time. And the whole time you're so busy at the base medrash and you're not doing anything. Would you have fun? And we'll go out. And just a person starts feeling like, what's the point? What am I doing here? L'chein b'dor atzoyer. Afim yirtzah. People even they want to learn, yil elo avdo, but they don't feel they don't apply themselves to work. Im yavsha nafshoy, because their nefesh is dry. Kivan she'ein hana v'lo das laharviach po. There's no enjoyment. They doesn't understand what he stands to benefit and to gain. Shiachzikoy, so that can hold him strong. Va'af mashaloymen rak b'shit chislam. And then even when he learns, but he's not really applying himself. Because he doesn't feel like this is something that's worth working for. Choser oinim humilis ametz lahamek. It's he's lacking the opportunities or the times when he actually works hard lahamek v'tachteh yivchor b'avodah gufnis kasher. And rather work physical labor, because that at least I know that I walk back with a paycheck. I walk out with some dollars, with some money. I know I'm getting something. Because he understands that he's going to be Malkiach. So what the Rebbe is saying over here, Rabbi Yisrael, I think is a very, very powerful message. Why is it that some people work harder at learning and some people don't work harder at learning? It's not necessarily because some people know how to work hard and other people don't. Because they don't work hard on learning, and yet they're working hard at other things. It's because they don't really appreciate the importance of learning. If you'd appreciate the importance of learning, then you'd embrace the work. Then you'd enjoy the work. Why is it some people like learning, some people don't like learning? Don't tell me it's because some people are good at it and some people aren't. Because I could walk around the room with you and show you plenty of people that are not super phenomenal at learning. And they're just enjoying a Gemara Rashi. Just enjoying that. It's like, they just enjoy it. And there's people who are brilliant and they send their base medrash and they just don't enjoy it. So what makes a person enjoy learning? Is it like a taste that some people like steak and some people like chicken and some people like cab and some people like Merlot? Some people like learning and some people like business? No. A person enjoys learning if he appreciates the importance of learning. If he really believes this is the purpose of the world. This is my way of connecting with Hashem. If I can really believe that, if it's real to me, then of course I enjoy it. A little closer to Bar Yoyla, a little more meaning in my life, a little more purpose in my life, a little more eternity. Of course we'd enjoy it. Just a simple Gemara. Even just the most simplest thing. And that's what everything depends on, is your heart. Where is your heart? Is your heart in the Gemara? Or are you doing it because you have to do it, you feel forced to do it, or you know it's the right thing, but you don't really... When you become conditioned, familiar with Darkei Chassidus, and then you're going to learn with a heart on fire, sparks of Gan Eden are going to be shining out of you. You're going to be able to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah. You're going to enjoy the glow of learning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That alone is schar Torah. Just the feeling of closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't need more than that. And then you get extra strength. It gives you the energy to continue further. Yischazek v'yischametz lilmoy choice harbe ba'amkus rabo. You could learn many hours with depth. Al tedamu sheshoitim anu loymer. Don't think that we're crazy to say shad mehera tishapchu la'anshe kodesh lilmater l'shma v'oshun tikva l'kabel pras. Don't think that we're crazy. We're going to think, okay, this guy is going to learn the rest of his life without getting a penny and just sit here, and that's going to be everything. Is just going to like eat, drink Torah. Loy la'arviach ba af lo lischabed ba, not to gain anything, not to shirak atzadikim gedolim zeichin lo. That's a special dag of atzadikim. Ein onu t'toyim bezeh. We're not that foolish. I will. A father loves his child. And because he loves his child, he sees many milas. My son is the cutest kid around. Look at how cute he is. You know, that's the kind of kid that only a father can love. But his father loves him and thinks he's adorable. And doesn't understand why everyone else doesn't think he's adorable. Could be he doesn't even have one of them. Rak avas nafshoy pinima, mislabeshes bimoychoy, misgores daito letoves benoy. But because he loves him so much, all he sees is good. Shiro by mylois toves. So what is he saying? He's saying, you know, some people, what do they get excited about? Some people, they get excited about it. You know the new Kovitz Mefarshim that just came out? You know that one where they actually put the Rishonim in the beginning and the Achronim in the back? We saw the new Gemara with the highlighted Rashis. Like, whoa, I'm so excited about that. You know, or a person come out with, there's the new autobiography about Reb Baruch Ber or whatever it is that a person's getting. Is this what gets you excited? Or a person has absolutely no excitement for Torah. Because that can be our shaloi lishma. That's our shaloi lishma, for sure. You know, a person that's busy with these types of things. But are you channeling your simcha there? Or is all your simcha elsewhere? Outside, okay, I'll do what I have to do because I don't want to burn for an everlasting purgatory, whatever it's called, Gehenna, because purgatory? Because I'm not interested in burning, but I'll do it, but I'm not interested in doing it, and anything I get away with, I'm going to get away with. There's no simcha, there's no life, there's no enjoyment. I just like to end with this. This past Friday night, I had a real beautiful experience with just a small group of friends. Stayed up from 11:30 to 5 learning Megillas Esther and learned some Gemara. And it was just so enjoyable. I mean, there was nothing as inspiring as Super Seder. There isn't. But it's just the simple enjoyment of Torah this past Friday night was, I think, was even higher than that. And it's a question of, you know, since like, let's, what are we going to do Friday night before Purim, right? So if a person wants to see the geschmack in it, wants to see the enjoyment, see, let's have a good time. There, we were people there, it was only people that wanted to be there. And we had such a good time. Because we're looking to be positive about the experience of learning Torah. You can enjoy it. You can embrace it. You can find all the simcha, all the pleasure, all the any type of satisfaction that you're looking for. If your heart is in the Torah, you'll find it there. So, are we going to say, okay, let's learn Friday night, and we just sit and learn, and we'll just drink and eat Torah? No, we'll sit, we'll eat some challint, we'll have some chips, we'll drink a little soda, we'll have a good time together. But we're going to find the simcha in the Torah. I'm inviting everyone who wants. Don't come if you don't want. I'm not going to, don't do that. Don't kill the chill. We're going to have a great time this Friday night, Beis Hashem. We're going to learn together, and we're going to be able to enjoy the fact that V'hivdilonu min ha-toyim, Kodesh Baruch Hu made us different. V'nosan lonu toiras emes. We've got the truth. Let's just embrace it and enjoy it. Thank you so much.